Got a nice note from our friends in downtown Grayling who are celebrating the Hollow Weekends. So Hollow Weekends, Grayling Main Street, the Downtown Development Authority of Grayling, hosting events, including the Witch's Brew, which is taking place on Saturday the 30th downtown, and the Trunk or Treat, which is happening Halloween night from 6 to 8 p.m. They said, thank you very much for your support, 106KHQ, and we love Robbie and Rochelle. So thank you very much. That's very nice.
I feel like you added that bottom part.
No, I did not add that bottom part. Very nice. We get a very nice note here from the chair of the Grayling Main Street Association, Jillian Tremonti. So shout out to Jillian and everyone downtown Grayling putting on a nice Halloween event.
That's awesome.
Keep the kids, you know, having fun and doing something safe. We have to figure out where to take the kids. Here's an idea right there.
Yeah.
Because we're bringing the kids up from downstate.
Right.
After Voldemort drops them off.
That should not be named.
We got to do a little trick-or-treating. Of course, we're living in a another apartment complex.
Yeah.
So I guess we could just walk around within the units, but.
I do. Well, first of all, they're not.
They're throwing a party at the clubhouse, aren't they?
I don't know.
Communal area?
I have no idea. But I feel like there's no kids there, so that's not going to be.
Here's a $5 off coupon up your rent.
I do know that Traverse City.
Put it in my trick-or-treat jack-o'-lantern.
The hours of trick-or-treating are from 5 to 8. So that, I mean, that's a big window that we have. So I think we could go to a couple different
neighborhoods. You're talking about in Traverse City?
Yeah, in Traverse City, like the city itself, the trick-or-treating hours are 5 to 8. And they have all these guidelines, obviously, keep your distance and all of that good stuff. But I'd like to go to a neighborhood where there's a bunch of houses. What you have to do is you have to scope out the big houses.
Well, we did this, speaking of downstate, last year.
Yeah.
Was this last year or 2 years ago?
Now.
All right, 2 years ago, we were downstate with the kids, and we took them to a bougie area north of Detroit.
It was called Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so if anyone goes downstate, I'm sure we have people that are from Detroit or whatever.
Yeah.
And we went to Beverly Hills and Bingham Farms.
Bingham Farms.
And these are all these, you know, million-dollar houses.
Huge houses. Just,
we're walking around there cleaning up with, here's some savings bonds.
That's what you have to do. Especially
here's the keys to my yacht.
When you live in an apartment or in a condominium or a place like, I mean, you can't go trick-or-treating door to door. That they don't have a light on for you to know if they're handing out candy or not. So, I mean, we have to go to a house. So I need to find like the area.
Well, I think that if you live in an apartment complex, there's probably, you put a little thing on your doorknob or something like that to let people know
that you're. Well, I don't have a thing on our doorknob. I don't, they didn't give us anything.
Whatever you do, don't put out a pineapple, okay?
No, don't put out a pineapple. You get a different kind of treat.
You have to be a longtime listener to the show to know where we're going with that.
Don't put on a pineapple. No, but I do. I want to find somewhere.
Well, the Grayling one would be nice too, because, you know, that's another thing we've taken the kids to is one of those trunk or treats.
Yeah.
And that's great because they just doesn't take long, you know.
But it's from 5 to 8.
Easy.
Don't you want to go the whole time?
Well, from 6 to 8, and if we do Grayling. So I'm saying maybe we don't stay in D.C. Maybe we go down to Grayling.
I mean, that's a good idea.
It's an idea.
We're letting them take the Monday off of school the next day, which is probably a bad parent move, but that's what we're doing because we don't want to get up and go.
Now, here's the third part of this, the third prong. We ask our friend Mike Misico if we can just latch on to whatever he's up to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's got that big truck. I guarantee he's got the whole flatbed all decked out for Halloween. He decorates it, puts the kids in the back.
That's a great idea.
There's a haunted hayride. He does stuff like that.
He does not do haunted hayrides.
Mike Misico's haunted hayrides.
Just in the back of his truck.
Yeah, it's spooky. That's what it is. How you guys doing?
I think
look
kind of
like Ben
idea.
Folds. That's what I do. This is really not interesting
maybe
to anybody
what
that doesn't
know
Mike Misico, but trust me, Google him. It'd be very funny.
Maybe what we should do is hang out with Mike Misico and make Vince take the kids out. What do you think?
No, I'm not going to allow the kids
to hang out with Vince.
To hang out with him, but I know he has siblings that he takes care of, but I really don't trust him. I mean, he showed up late today here.
That's
I'm going to trust him with two children?
That's true.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I can't because Lola could kick his butt. I guess it really doesn't matter. So we're out at a dinner the other night. We get invited to a Chamber of Commerce dinner. And we're with some people that we know, some people that are introduced. Now, we're not in the Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, we're not business owners, but we get invited to go to this dinner. And I think our friends are like, oh, they're on the radio, one of those sort of things. But this is a friend of yours. And I don't want to name names because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But you said, well, we should go.
Out
it'd be nice to get
at
out.
A dinner.
And I guess it was kind of fun because we hadn't put on a
Chamber
a tie
of Commerce
in quite a while. So it was nice to
some people that we know,
some people that are introduced. Now, we're not in the Chamber of Commerce.
We went to the mall the other night.
We
talked about
shopping to go to this dinner.
And I just,
our friends are like,
I go in,
I get what I need. I live in the
We did a long shopping.
This is a friend of yours. And I don't want to name names because I don't want to embarrass anybody.
One of them,
well, we should go
a fancy
dress. I guess it was kind of fun because
I will name the designer.
It's a Karl Lagerfeld
dress.
And we get it for a really
good
price.
It was nice to
get dressed up.
perfectly
up.
Get out and go.
And then see you all dolled up. We went to the mall and makeup and hair.
We talked about this when shopping.
Wonderful.
And I just I go in, I get what I need on you.
We did a long shopping.
Most people you say, well, I can never find anything that fits.
Sure, one of them.
Well, you found one. You're like, I love this dress. That never happens.
I will name the designer. It's a
Karl Lagerfeld. And now we get a place to go.
And I think there's another reason you want to go. You want to show off your dress.
Yeah,
perfect. You great.
So it's going fine. We're getting toward the end of the evening.
Heels and a makeup and hair.
Maybe I'll grab a cup of coffee. He said, well, I'll get it
because I'm going to go get myself a coffee.
The dress looked great on you.
No,
and I know
as you
stand
like
up, sits back
people,
down.
You say, well, I can
say, what's
find
the
anything that fits or that I don't like.
Well,
so you found one. You're like, I love this dress. It never happens.
Dress, this is great.
The zipper
and now we get a
split.
Place to go. And I think that's
right.
One of the
so
reasons
you
wanted to go because you want to show off your new dress.
Yeah.
From her neck to the
so
tip of her
butt crack.
Toward the end of the evening. I said, maybe I'll grab a cup of coffee. He said, well, I'll get it.
And the zipper
is broken. So I kind of very cavalierly put my arm on the back of her chair.
No sooner
did
she
stand up, sits back down. I said, what's the
matter?
I'm trying really kind of like half looking with my fingers to reattach the zipper because it looks like it might not be a
split
hair. It looks like the zipper might be defective or
down.
Broken or
from
something
her neck
like that.
To the tip
but it
of
turns
her
out that, you know, your back's exposed. Wide
well,
open.
We go
wide
along with conversation
open.
For a few
and
minutes,
the zipper is broken, so I
kind of very cavalierly put my
there's
arm
no way you're
on the back
right.
of her
and I'm worried
like,
if you stand up and you walk, and I'm trying really kind of like half looking with my fingers to reattach the zipper
because
it looks like it might not be a
this was a
defective zipper, Mr. Lagerfeld, or broken or something like that. But it turns out that, you know, your back's exposed. Well, we go along with conversation for a few minutes, but then it becomes obvious that we're going to have to say something because there's no way you're
going
to be. I'm worried if you stand
back
up and you walk,
pain, so
that
I
it might,
the whole thing
might completely come down.
Right, because the dress was not
I mean, you
tight.
Could see,
no.
It's not like it ripped
every,
because
I mean,
it was
see,
this
it
was a defective zipper,
really
Mr. Lagerfeld.
Okay.
It was unzipped,
so
and
I'm
afraid that if I had moved
this chair, and it's
the whole
like one
top
of those banquet
would just
chairs.
Fall right down.
We get the whole party going on. So
her
girlfriend notices that something is going on. So what's the matter? So she tells her the whole deal. And then the whole table knows before long.
Uncomfortable.
And her guy, her husband, whatever he is, I don't know, I was half paying attention. He goes out to the lobby there in the Chamber of Commerce. They give you these little.
Was
unzipped. You know,
like, so
bag
I was
leave, yeah.
If I
he brings
moved,
her back a tote bag and says, here, put this around your neck.
Right
it should
down.
Cover the
top
of the bag.
Party
well, thanks
on.
For trying
so
to be helpful.
Her girlfriend notices
Bob,
that something's going
that's
on. So
probably not
going to
cut it.
Okay.
Like, don't you think
and then the whole table knows before long.
Like, he's a guy.
And her guy, her husband, whatever he is, I don't know. I was half paying attention. He goes out to the
lobby. Well, that's what I did. And she ended up wearing my jacket out of there. And the jacket was so huge, she looked like MC Hammer.
He brings her back a tote bag and says, here, put this around your neck. It should cover the top of the bag.
But
anyway, thanks for trying to be helpful.
But it was so funny, though.
It's probably not going to cut it.
Like, don't
here's
you
a canvas tote
offer
bag
for something.
Like, what do you want
like,
me to
get inside of
this?
Like, when we're leaving?
What
like,
am I
going to
do with
like,
this?
Here's my jacket.
Well, that's
box.
What I did. And she ended up wearing my jacket out of there. And the jacket was so
happening.
Huge, she looked like
I'm
MC Hammer in a 1990s
so,
rap video
we'll
walking
out of the
place. But anyway, that's what we had to do.
But it was so funny, though. Because he comes back, he's like, here's a canvas tote bag for you. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Get inside of this? Like, what am I going to do with this?
Just cut two holes in the bottom.
What is happening?
I'm a tote bag. So needless to say, we'll be bringing that back to the mall today. By the way, our pumpkin carving contest coming down to the wire here. You can vote right now, 106khq.com. The grand prize winner getting $300.
That's awesome.
Little Halloween green.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there?
I see.
Coming up on Friday morning. Are we making that announcement? I think they're going to leave that to us to make that announcement.
I don't know.
The voting is going on right now. That's at 106khq.com for this ultimate KHQ pumpkin carving contest.
There are some really, I mean, I know we've talked about it a couple times, but if you haven't gone on and looked at these pumpkins, you got to go look because they're so good. I mean, I'm just amazed that people know how to do this.
Didn't we get
pumpkin.
A new one yesterday? Was it Frankenstein that came in yesterday?
There's several of them. I mean, we actually got quite a few last night. There's one in the field. The guy's a farmer with a chicken. We talked about the U of M one, which I absolutely love. There's a Cinderella's Castle one. There's this ghost that like, it's not even like carving. I don't even understand how
you
do it. You like take the skin off of it and it looks, I don't even know. It's like translucent.
Like an etching?
Yeah, that's it. That's the word. It's an etching.
I'm like a human thesaurus.
That's it.
What about the lady that sent us an email because she couldn't figure out how to upload? Did she get in there?
She did, yeah.
What was what was hers again?
Hers was the Cinderella's Castle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was the pumpkin. It was very cute.
All right, the ultimate pumpkin carving contest. Right before Halloween on Friday, we'll have the grand prize winner, but still time to vote till midnight tomorrow night. 106khq.com. A lot of sunshine around today, but, you know, feeling like fall. 55 is a high. We'll drop into the 40s tonight. I happen to see this. There is an author. I believe he's from Petoskey. And he was doing a talk, I think it was the Otsego Library in Gaylord.
Okay.
Does that sound right? He has written a book about Bob Seger.
Oh.
And I bring this up because if you've listened before, you know that I have this irrational dislike of Bob Seger. Not because it really has anything to do with Bob at all. But because my father-in-law, who is estranged from Rochelle and I, for whatever reason, he likes your ex and never liked me and then kind of disown you over it.
Yeah.
And his your stepmom, his wife, doesn't like us either. Mm-hmm. So because of this, we just don't speak to him at all. But he is a Bob Seger super fan.
Yeah.
And now he has ruined Bob Seger for me forever. I can't even watch that Tom Cruise movie where he dances around in the rock and roll thing.
No risky business for you,
can't
huh?
do it. And I just thought it was, of course, there happens to be a guy who's getting this acclaim writing this autobiography of Bob. And he's from right here.
Does it say if he knew Bob? Like if he was close?
Well, Seger is from Michigan,
well,
so
no,
I guess
obviously.
He's just a fan. No, it doesn't
is
say
he
that.
Just a super
this guy's
fan.
A PhD, though, so it's kind of an unlikely fan.
Why?
Of Bob. So, well, I mean, if the guy's like a astrophysicist or something.
He can't like Bob Seger?
No, he can, but it's kind of random he would write an autobiography about a rock singer. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know if that's random. Maybe that's just who he likes. He could like Doja Cat too. You don't know.
But I wonder if your dad will come to one of these talks because I bet you.
I didn't even think about that.
I'll bet you he's got the book. So maybe he will be here in Northern Michigan.
Wait, is this guy touring with his book, like doing readings?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So he showed up to sign copies, and I think it was the Exego Public Library.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if your dad makes a trip up here because the guy's from. I don't know if this guy's doing anything.
No.
Your dad lives down in Macomb County. I don't know if he's going down there or what.
I hope he doesn't come up. Even if he
not
does.
Not that we're going to show up at the library, but I'm just saying your dad might be closer than you think.
Well, he won't contact us. Don't worry.
Well, he might.
He doesn't even know how, so.
It's called a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Coming up about 7:20. Not a bad day today. Look at this. Sunshine up to about 61. Looks like the rain is back for tomorrow, but we'll take it today.
Do you have the forecast for Halloween on there, by the way? I know it could change, but I'm just kind of wondering.
As of now, they're saying it's supposed to be sunny 56 during the day and cloudy 42 is a low for Sunday night.
No rain, though?
There's a 25% of precipitation because there's a 25% chance of precipitation every day
all the time in Northern Michigan. Okay.
Yeah. But that's not bad.
No, that's not bad. I'll take that.
It's usually like 32 and sleet.
Yeah, the rain is the worst. It's so cold.
Vinny, have we asked you if you're dressing up for Halloween this year at all?
I'm not sure, but I don't really know if I am.
I don't think I'm going to put anything on.
You're going to wear anything?
Trick-or-treating. I know. I mean, I feel like I should, but.
The kids want us to go as Mickey and Minnie.
I know, but what am I supposed to put on? Red pants?
Well, what?
White gloves? Yellow shoes?
Do you have red pants?
I do have a pair of red shorts. They're a little more maroon than Mickey Mouse,
but. You can't wear shorts. It'll be too cold.
Yeah, well, I can wear black leggings underneath.
Yes, we have to do this.
So I'd look more like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, you would. We could just wear the ears.
Do we have ears?
Well, I can get the ears.
And what's that going to cost?
I don't know, like $20 for both of them.
I feel like the Disney stuff is a little more expensive than that.
Well, we'll get the knockoff Disney. It'll be Wisney.
Yeah.
A Milton Mouse.
Right.
I guess we should
put something on.
Well, I'm not putting on any face makeup. Don't make me do
fine.
That.
That's fine. You don't have to wear face makeup. I have to say, the kids were just talking about two Halloweens ago when there was a Cousin It balloon tied to the grate of the sewer.
It was not Cousin It. That's It from...
Oh, that's right.
The scary clown from... what's that movie?
It.
It.
It's
yeah.
from It.
Right.
Lola, our 10-year-old, just brought that up. She's like, what if it happens again? And what if he pops the balloon and then there'll be a boat there? And I was like, why is this happening
to me? Well, because she's seen that movie.
Because you showed it to her.
Yeah, I know. Vinny probably didn't know what we're talking about, but a couple of years ago, we take the kids trick-or-treating, and there was a red balloon that was floating near the sewer grate. Happened to see this while we're trick-or-treating, and the kids both freaked out, because if you've seen the It movie, that's a scene in the movie that he carries a balloon and lives in the sewer.
And you'll float too! You'll float too! You'll float too!
So I stepped on the balloon and popped it, and the kids like applauded because they thought I killed Pennywise the clown.
They still talk about it to this day.
I'm sure your ex loves hearing that story over and over and over again. This is my one contribution to their childhood is that time I killed Pennywise, the fake clown.
And also that one time you let them watch Pennywise.
I didn't let Grayson watch. He was like two at the time.
Yeah, he was.
No, but and she loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, she says she was scared, but she loved it. She's still talking about it. So
all
right, I'll wear Mickey Mouse ears, but that's it.
Okay.
And the white gloves might be kind of fun because it'll probably be chilly for me.
Like Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli? I want to be around to pick up the pieces. That was more Ethel Merman for you theater geeks, for the two theater geeks listening. And Tad. I feel like our boss Tad is a fan of Liza Minnelli. He'll be... By the way, this is another whole thing. I know this has nothing to do with anything, right? But we mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what we were talking about. And I texted him and I said, hey, boss, we gave you a shout out. He goes, oh, ha ha, that's funny. And then that was it.
That was it?
And then he texts like 20 minutes later and goes, by the way, what did you say?
Uh-oh.
And I said, Rochelle said you look like Joey Lawrence. Nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I know what it was. He tends to go, whoa.
He goes, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like if you catch him and you're stressed out about something, he's like, whoa, it's okay. Whoa. Like he's a very calming. He's a great boss.
He is.
We really love him. That's why we talk about him. But I thought he sounded like Joey. Whoa. No reply to that text message. So now I guess I kind of feel bad. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, well, great. Thanks. Yeah. That's why
probably
he hasn't talked to me either.
Probably should have clarified if it was like a compliment or not.
It is a compliment.
That is a compliment.
I mean, you never know.
How can
I don't
you
know
not?
Joey Lawrence is.
You don't know you know who he is? He's from Blossom.
You don't know who Joey Lawrence is?
That was his catchphrase.
No.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
No. What's Blossom?
It was a TV
show.
Oh, my
gosh. You know the girl who's hosting Jeopardy now?
Mayim Bialik.
She's Blossom.
When she was a teenager, she was.
Just Google it.
She was Blossom.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
You might like it, Vinny. Seriously.
What a tremendous waste of time. Everything we've talked about here has been. And now I have to text Tad again. So.
Sorry, Tad.
We only talk about the ones we love, okay? Uh-huh. Vinny, your pumpkins look really, really nice. You did a good job.
A really great
Thank
job.
You.
I know you said that they had kind of rotten old pumpkins, but whatever it is you were able to find, those came out really nice.
Right. They were just a little smaller, and actually that turned out better for me because a massive pumpkin would have been crappy to carve.
Your pictures were absolutely, at least from what I saw, the pictures you posted on your socials would absolutely be worthy of this contest we get going at 106khq.com. I'm not just saying that. They're really good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have you seen these? Have you seen the did you go online and look at some of these?
Yeah,
pumpkins?
The one that looks like what looks like it's throwing up is kind of funny.
I mean, these are so good. I know we don't get to pick the one, but there's
who
some,
does get to pick the one, by the way?
I don't know. Not
isn't
the big
it
bosses.
The top vote?
Yeah, who's?
I don't know if they're being.
Who's our pumpkin picker?
I don't know, but I know it's not me because I would be super biased and I would choose the U of M one. There's a U of M. Right. I mean, this pumpkin is amazing.
Of course.
I like the Venom one on there.
They're so good. The Frankenstein one is incredible. Like I can't even do the circles and the you know triangle nose with it looking.
No,
okay.
I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but I do have to ask this: have we asked these people, the winning people, to bring in the actual pumpkin? Because how do we know they don't just do a Google image search and
That's
send that
exactly
to us?
That's exactly what I thought.
Like I feel like if they win, they got to bring the pumpkin to the KHQ
well,
studios.
It's going
to
be rotten by then.
Is
right?
that anywhere in our contest rules here?
I don't know. I didn't write the rules.
Okay.
But thanks for giving people ideas.
Well, no, I'm trying
just
to. I'm trying to
Etsy cool pumpkin design.
All right.
Screenshot. Put it on 106khq.com.
There you go.
And when you do it before Thursday night at midnight. And then we got voting going on. So
We can do. You can do a reverse image search too to know if it was.
Oh, that's a good point.
But yeah.
Oh, Detective Rochelle gonna be a Debbie Downer.
I am. Have you met me? Are you kidding?
Winner is going to be announced this Friday. The top vote getter gets $300 cash. Mm. Plus, there's prizes for second and third place as well from our friends at BC Pizza, Traverse City, and Piper's Mighty Good Pizza of Harbor Springs. So depending on where you are, you get a pizza gift card. So make it real easy for you.
So the winner gets more than I get in a week.
That's right. We're just eliminating Vinny's salary for a week to make this happen.
Sorry, Woo. Vinny.
You can check out all the designs and vote for your favorite 106KHQ pumpkin carving contest, 106KHQ.com. So something a little fun we're doing this Halloween week.
So creative.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, you're so creative. I can't, my brain just doesn't function like this. I don't know how, like there's somebody made a hamburger.
Remember they did the Robbie and Rochelle pizza over there at BC Pizza? Yeah. We should do a Robbie and Rochelle pumpkin, get our faces on there. All you got to do is... print out a picture of us from the
you
website,
want them
etch
to
it right
win,
on there.
Robbie.
Oh, shut up.
That's a very scary pumpkin.